It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. By golly, I'm doing two. I actually could do a third. The second one here, I was actually going to combine the one I just did with this, but I went on a little long. This one may too. I'm not sure if it will. Let's find out. Last night, I attended, and this is important note, for free. Free, F-R-E-E. Well, not quite free, in that I had to blow about $50 of gas to get there, so I wasn't quite free. But I'm going to give a review here of Katie Hopkins. She is touring around the country, and she's also touring Florida right now, my state. And I was at one of her locations. She's going to be at another one. I heard on the 22nd. I know she was in the Villages on the 6th. But where I was in Alachua County, Florida. I drove quite a distance to be there. I was also helping out the Republican Executive Committee there, as I tend to be involved in such things. And I want to give a review about what was said and whether you should go or not and so on. Well, why don't I just get to it? Okay. Why don't I just argue with myself through this whole thing? You shouldn't tell them. Yes, I will. No, you won't. Yes, I will. No, I won't. Okay, I won't. That would be extremely irritating. So let's get to it. All right. So Katie Hopkins, this was an interesting event. I understand the one on the 22nd that's happening south of Gainesville in Ocala is going to be a much more restricted affair. I think it's $30 to attend, $50 if you want to get a picture with Katie Hopkins. And she's also selling her book she did years ago. She'll sign it, you know. This was a very, very different than that, whereas that's going to be very restricted, and it's also in a location that's real. It's at a Hilton, I understand, the big Hilton in Ocala, so it's going to be a bit restricted. Not the case at all with this. This was loose leaf, real easy going. I mean, it was really nifty to watch that, all that happened there, because there was no charge. She spoke. And more importantly is how she interacted with everyone. I'm guessing like the one in Ocala and probably the one in the Villages, she was kept back in a room. Then she was basically like a tiger released out onto the stage and then swished and swatted at everything and everyone and then ran back into the room. Here, she just hung out. Before she spoke, she was just, I mean, I for some reason, she walked right up to me and said hello. She was just very, extremely personable and really loved the idea of meeting people and interacting. I don't have that in me at all. Which was funny that she walked across to me, because I'm actually standing in the back. I'm kind of keeping an eye on things, trying to help folks, especially older folks can't get around well, and folks who needed chairs and whatever, if I could help move this or that. I'm a worker bee. I'm not good at coming somewhere, sitting and watching something and falling asleep and waking up and then walking out. I want to go somewhere. I want to get something done. That's me. So I was standing there just kind of keeping, and she just kind of suddenly broke away from somebody and looked at and just beelined to me and held out her hand. How are you? So good to meet you. And she was just extremely personable. And she hung out with all sorts of folks before she spoke. And then she went up and spoke for a bit. And then afterward, she hung out. I left. I was one of the last people to leave, and she was still hanging out with folks. So I saw her take one break to a restroom and back, and that's it. So if there's any way to have that kind of atmosphere with a speaker, especially I happen to be a Katie Hopkins fan, I could probably do 3 hours about Katie Hopkins. I know enormous amounts about her, and I'm a big fan, because you get curious about folks you really you admire. You should be. If you admire somebody, should you? What have they been involved in? What have they done? I mean, have you watched them? Have you listened to them? Have you followed them? So, yes, I have followed enough of Katie Hopkins, I can say. I'm a big fan of hers. I'm a big supporter of hers. Has she gone a bit far at times? Yes. Did she go a bit far last night? Yes, but I'll get to that in a minute. But I overall like her gumption. We see so little of that these days, where someone just is just going to say whatever they want to say, and that's, I think that is extremely refreshing for one thing, extremely refreshing. It's something that those of us who work in, part of the work I do involves a bit of improvisation, and she certainly improv. I mean, everything she. Well, I mean, before and after the meeting, so much that she did was all improv. She was just making up, you know, hello, how are you doing? Hanging around, talking to people, doing funny photos with people, and all this interaction. So was, she talked about it was clearly some of that was off the top, but otherwise, I'd say most of that was probably somewhat canned to a bit. Certainly, you know, she's done it before. She just, the setting was different, the people were different, and so on. So she just, and that's something you do when you perform. You kind of have a set way of doing things. It makes it easier to go through it and just kind of, but it'll be interesting. I don't think I'll be at the Ocala one. I think I heard she's going to be in Tampa. No, she's not going to, I don't know. Anyway, I doubt I'm going to get to another thing she's doing. But I'm very tickled. I went to the one I went to. I'm very happy to help there, too. Her talk was very, I would say that if you're wanting to go here, if you're thinking, should I go hear Katie Hopkins? Should I spend $30, $50 to hear Katie Hopkins? I say, yes, you should. I think that her talk was very good. It wasn't full of information. And that was the most disappointing thing to me. But that's because I'm a political nut. And the reason I like Katie Hopkins is I know British politics. And so I'm very interested in her view. In fact, I asked her after. I was hoping she'd expand further. But she didn't seem to really want to talk much about actual politics. And even during her talk, it was malleable in how she would intertwine a little bit of Trump this and DeSantis this and a little bit of this and that, but really making brash statements about issues. It was more she made brash statements about people and situations than actual political endeavors. And when because I was curious, it was the British elections just were in the past week, and the outcome of that is somewhat mind-numbing in that a lot of conservatives did very, very well. Yet the City of London reelected Sadiq Khan. How the heck did that happen? How did Khan get reelected? I mean, this guy's not done well in his last number of years here. So how did he get reelected? It shows that the people of London don't know what's going on, and they just brought back a bad apple to continue what he was doing. And Khan tweeted such too. Oh, thank you for bringing me back to continue basically not doing anything or doing badly. I don't get the impression Khan really gives a damn about Britain, the UK, or any of its history. He's just interested in being in a little power spot where he can play games with folks, and that's what he's been doing. And he'll certainly be now continuing that. Anyway, her reaction was using the bull S word, and that I mean, saying that is, that's what that is, and that's the only time she used that word, by the way, was with me. There was a couple other people standing there. She didn't do it during the talk. She did a little bit of cursing during the talk, but minimal. In fact, I'm sure she does this at all of her events, and it's a great little gig, is to pick someone to be kind of a monitor of her, to monitor her if she says something bad or awful. This is a great way. And she said, if you have any problem with anything I say, you go see. This lady's name was D, and she made fun of the name D. But she said, go see D if you have a problem. And then she suddenly, during her talk, she would turn and refer to D. How am I doing? And or what do you think of that? Or, oh, oops, I made a mistake. And she turned over. D, note that. that's a great way of deflecting. And that, by the way, the word deflect is not a bad word. It's just a way of communicating. I hear people, this person's deflecting. That's not a bad thing necessarily. And involving giving presentations, it's a technique of actually getting ideas across a lot stronger if you can have other items to go to. A lot of comedians do that. Why I think of the UK again, but involving the great Ken Dodd, he did a lot of that. He had these tickle sticks, he called them. He carried them, which were basically dusters, and he would play with those things and do things with them at times, or he'd put them down and pick them up, and he'd often refer to the audience and get that interaction is a great way of. But the most important thing about having somebody like Dee is not deflecting, but actually including the audience, and she does a really good job of including the audience. That's imperative. And if you, for example, if any of you have or ever do hear me speak, I always pull in members of the audience because I find it interesting too. It's if I can get their thoughts or their reaction or whatever. I like interaction. I don't like just to be me. I like to get others involved. And she was doing that too. She was doing that. She brought up all sorts of folks, and she did one thing real neat at the beginning. Was she brought up, there was a fellow, Lamar, who's part of the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee. Lamar was out there directing traffic while it was raining. It was raining, not raining. And so while he was directing traffic, and she saw him and they're doing that. And so when she went up to speak, she actually pulled Lamar up and said, "Here's the man who was standing in the," she used the P word, "the drizzling rain. Lamar, everyone give him a big round of applause." And it was, that was a nifty little thing. Anyway, her commentary was just general about politics and things she's been through. She had a very, very interesting story of how she got into the U.S. this time around. She was just in Alachua County back in November for this black tie blue jeans thing she did, her blue jeans black tie. And so she was back again within a very short period of time doing the same thing again. So I'm not sure. I guess her costs were covered by the ranch that did this, this ranch. I know they're relatively pretty wealthy and they're very strong Republicans. I guess they covered most of the cost of this, of her getting there and all. Her talk about that process of getting to the U.S. is very interesting because she didn't just come to Florida. She had to go all the way around the world pretty much to get into the U.S. and then make her way finally to Florida because she was doing other speaking engagements in between. She started off, apparently, she ended up starting in Colorado. Anyway, I think it was a good talk. I think it was very good. I think it's well worth the investment of cash. And if you could get to her free and it's loose knit like I saw, wow, that's really worth it because she was all over the place. I mean, to the point that some people were just kind of standing back and, all right, there she is again. I don't mean that in a bad way, but you know. And I will say, let me make sure I make note that while she was speaking, she did kind of cut some people down who were in the audience, making fun of them here or there. But again, she kind of just says what she thinks. Now, something not explained there was, as she was being introduced by the head of the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee, it was mentioned how she had thrown out her arm some 47 times. I don't know if Ed knew just why that was. He didn't mention it. Maybe he probably does. But she has epilepsy, and so she has to get that in control. And it's one of the reasons she just kind of throws things out. It's also kind of a reason why I throw things out. For example, I have no notes in front of me right now. I don't think only one of these, well, I don't know how many. I've done this, my 23rd for this year, and however many I did last year. I only once used some notes because I wanted to get some. Otherwise, I just make all this up as I go. Or maybe that's really obvious. But I work best that way because I don't have epilepsy, but I have a variation of involving hyperactivity. And my mind works extremely quickly. And I'm able to express myself that people say I express myself well. I don't know. It's up to you. But I can get ideas out very quickly. So that's what's coming from her too. You can see things just kind of pop in her head, and she just throws them out there. And I like it. As I say, it's really refreshing. I'm sure some folks were, "Ooh, why'd you say that?" Ooh, but that's just what she does. And if you've heard it, go on YouTube. What you can find of her, she has been thrown off YouTube, thrown off Twitter, thrown off Facebook. So you have to kind of go searching for video of her. But she does that all the time. If you hear when she had her LBC broadcast, I got a chance to tune into that for that short term broadcast that she did because they tossed her. She's rough. And Paul, I remember when Clive Thomas was doing his program down there in Orlando, and he'd say all kinds of really rough things. Clive Thomas, even though he is a left-wing liberal, I don't think he could do his broadcast today because he was so hard-nosed about stuff. And he would just say a lot of stuff. And he wasn't hyperactive. He didn't have epilepsy. He would just say what he thought. And it was rough. And that's not really acceptable today. I mean, any broadcaster you hear today in the national media is toned down considerably from what you used to hear 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It was much rougher back then than it is today. And she reminds me that I wish she'd get back on the air somehow. I don't know why she doesn't do a podcast. But she's busy. Of course, she has three children. They're getting older, and a husband and all. And I know she's dedicated to all that, and she expressed that too. To some extent, she also kind of mentioned how she loved the location of the event, and if she gets married a fourth time, this is where she's gonna get married. But anyway, funny thing to say, I'm sure she'll say that to Hilton also, but maybe not. Anyway, so there, I recommend it. The book, you know, I never got my copy. I paid, it was only $10, it was paperback, it's a little book. I think I've seen, I don't think I have one, but I went ahead and paid for one, but you know, I never did get it. I'm not sure what the story is there. I guess I'll get it sometime. Everybody, what you just wrote down, I was one of the first, or my third, friends of mine were the first two. I wonder why they're both married, husband and wife. Why did Why did they get? I don't know. Why they got two separate ones? But anyway, so I put my name down at the third person and a phone number. I don't know. But anyway, so yes, if you're gonna go hear Kay Hopkins, I recommend it, and I really recommend going to listen to her too. I think her viewpoint is refreshing. It's sharp. It's tough. Also, do follow UK politics. I think it's important for us to understand what's going on in the UK because it is reflected to what happens here. Not all the time. I mean, look, Boris Johnson continued on, but it's funny as Trump got dropped off here. As Johnson has continued, he's certainly not Mr. Conservative. So it's been interesting to see a little alteration here. But as we've clearly seen, for example, there's a lot of effort to try to paint DeSantis as Mr. Right-Wing Republican Conservative. Well, he's clearly not. I mean, all of his actions, there's a gambling thing coming up Monday, which he has worked behind. I mean, we have voted down gambling 5 times in our state, and so what's happened this time is that he has struck a deal with the Seminole, quote unquote Seminoles, but really it's the gaming industry, Bally's, the globalist gambler, to have off-track betting, which basically means online, your cell phone, so children can play it too, which they couldn't do before at one time, but it's going to be easy now. And that's not a conservative thing to do. And I still, biggest thing that punched me in the head was 2.5 weeks into office, and he's doing a photo op with the George Soros of Florida, John Morgan. That really bothered me, and it still does. That was not good. I don't know. I understand he was trying to push the marijuana issue, but what's he pushing the marijuana issue for? And then he's doing other things. The Everglades Project was his Democrat opponent's project. He's adopted it and actually somewhat expanded and turned it inside out, making it even worse than Gillum's plan. The highway project we were trying to kill, it was killed, but the money's still there because the whole thing's about paying off the road building contributors, special interests, and he's still not letting that happen. DeSantis has a lot of faults beyond all the good stuff he's doing, and I just get concerned Republicans are ignoring him doing bad things and say he can do whatever he wants. We can't do that because that's really bad. His efforts involving gambling, that gambling thing should have gone through our legislature, been debated by both sides, both the House and Senate, and then sent to the governor to sign. He doesn't make the decision and then call them back on our dime to sign off on something he did. We have representatives. He is our overall representative, but he's not to act alone, and that's what he's doing in things like this. And that's really and the big thing to think for not to forget about. If DeSantis does this, if Nikki Fried takes the seat in 2 years, then she'll do the same thing. It's just like we saw Trump sign off all these executive orders. Here comes Biden doing even more. These are really totalitarian acts where one person decides I'm going to do whatever I want and the hell with the people. These are not good. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, don't do it. Bad, bad, bad. And here DeSantis keeps doing this stuff. And we'll regret it when a Democrat's in his seat because they'll be doing it too. And then we'll be whining and crying. And I'll say, as I say about Biden, you didn't want to yell when Trump was doing it. I was against it when Trump was doing it. I'm against it when Biden's doing it. Bad, bad, bad government. All right, I'll stop here. I've got away from Kay Hopkins. Go watch Kay Hopkins online if you can find her. If you can see her in person, I recommend you do that. If you want to hear the podcast before this, I'll explain what happened to me involving the gas situation, which I found out the hard way. That's the podcast previous to this. So there we are. Thank you so much for listening. Please comment. Please like. Please share. Please whatever. Send me messages. Don't send me messages. Whatever. But I appreciate any interaction that you have with me. And if I can get back to you, I will be glad to do it. If you'd like me to speak anywhere, one of the favorite subjects is the history of Republican Party in Florida, which is a shocker. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to y'all next time. This is Rob Smith Jr., Rob's Right Podcast. Look at this, 19 minutes. I thought I wouldn't even do 10. All right, there I go. Off the cuff. I'll talk to y'all later. Rob Smith here. Take care. Bye.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.